212-757-1027 is our phone number. It's the O&A Show. We are live back from vacation.
On this first day of winter.
I'm teasing.
Kidding, of course.
Just getting back from our Christmas break.
Had a little problem.
Should have been back 3 or 4 days. Oh. Anyone else getting deja vu?
Yeah.
Because people don't know when we're live or on tape anymore.
Yeah.
Since we put together such a great best of show. We should do a vacation break, tell everyone what we did. Went on separate vacations.
Yes, yes.
And did the cruise thing.
I went on the cruise.
And I did the Club Med thing down in Turks and Caicos. A great spot.
Because Opie's into scuba diving.
Oh, you want me to tell that story right off the bat?
You're a big scuba diver now.
All right, I'll tell the scuba diving one.
Turks and Caicos.
This is going to help the psycho factor in my head bit.
I can't believe you.
Yeah, I went to Turks and Caicos because I wanted to do some diving. I dove all week. I'm a beginner diver. I only have about 10 dives under my belt, so I'm not going to act like I'm Jacques Cousteau or anything. I had to go diving.
What, dead?
Yeah.
I'm no Jacques Cousteau. I breathe.
So one day, I just want to start this little story by saying French people suck.
Ah.
Hate them.
Very international when you go away like that. There's a lot of people from a lot of countries.
And they should talk their girlfriends into shaving their armpits.
That's acceptable in Europe.
That's what you want to see at, on a Club Med vacation. French girls with big, gnarly, sweaty, black underarm hair. Man, that's attractive.
And dude, you can only imagine if that looks like that. What is...
Yeah.
Anyway, I had a problem with this couple pretty much the whole time.
So, French couple,
and they didn't speak English.
Yeah, we...
So I go diving. This was like midweek. And, This is kind of this is a good story. All right, so I start my descent to the bottom of the ocean.
To the bottom of the ocean, Opie.
Well, they only take you 60 feet, but that is the bottom where we're going.
Bottom of that part of the ocean,
sure. You know, and then you get to go over some ridges and stuff where it's a little deeper, but whatever. So you're with the guy. Now, I've done about 9 or 10 dives, like I said, so it was quicker for me to get to the bottom than, like, the guys that are doing their first or second dive. Okay?
You're feeling more comfortable.
Feeling a little comfortable. So I'm at the bottom of the ocean waiting for my fellow divers, because you got to dive in a group.
Bottom of the ocean.
Because I'm not really certified. Yeah, 60.
Got your tanks on. You're looking good.
Yes.
All right.
And I'm just looking around at, like, the fish and stuff. Go, all right, cool. I can't wait to start the dive. Here comes the French guy.
What is this, a group up point or something? You all descend to the bottom of the ocean.
Well, I mean, if you want to get technical, you got to descend to the 15-foot bar for a while, hang out there, and then you drop from there.
But eventually you're on the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, as soon as they said drop from the bar, it took me, whatever, 10 seconds to get to the bottom or less.
Okay.
Do a little equalizing, and you're down there ready to go. So I'm at the bottom, 60 feet under, and here comes the French guy. That doesn't speak English, that has the girlfriend with the hairy armpits that I just hated from the first day I saw him at the club.
And now he's new because he had to go through the whole orientation
Without
thing.
A doubt, this guy was probably making his first dive.
Uh-huh.
Maybe second tops.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts coming down, and I look above, and I'm like, hello, I'm right here.
Where was he looking?
He wasn't looking. That's the problem.
Okay.
So I look up. I'm like, the son of a bitch is heading right for me.
Come right for us!
Right.
And do I have the clip of Opie somewhere? I think I do. Here's Opie on the bottom of the ocean.
It's coming right for us!
Oh, wow.
But see, this is how twisted my head is.
Thanks, Dick.
Yeah, exactly. So I obviously could have probably moved and let him just land softly.
On the bottom of the ocean,
yeah. I was. But I wanted to see where this was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I look up, and I'm like, he's getting closer. Is he going to move? It doesn't move. His fin pretty much takes out the left side of my face. Hard.
Boom. So his fin, he kicks you in the side of the head.
Yeah.
Now, does your regulator move or something?
No.
You're under there.
No, because that would have been a whole different problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then we would have taken it on land. That's all I'm going to say. We would have. Okay?
Usually it's taken down to street level.
Okay. We would have taken it on land.
On land.
You'll understand in a minute.
So he kicks you in the face.
Yeah, pretty much the left side of my forehead here.
Did your mask come loose? Did anything or right on the side of the head?
Right on the side of the head, mostly. He came down like this, okay?
Oh.
All right, so I'm like, look at that. And I'm a little pissed.
Let me get this straight. A French guy went down on Opie. No, look, you know. House from Flanders, New Jersey. Listen to the rest of the story.
Yeah.
So he hits me. But, see, his legs were flailing as he's going down to the bomb. So that to me, was like, okay, he's a beginner. I'll give him a little slap.
Right, he's freaking a little.
But, boom, Finn hits me on the left side of the head. He continues his descent. Now he's basically, here it comes, the jokes, but he's basically on top of me. Okay?
All right.
His tank now nails my hip.
And wait, now he's coming down. He's still coming down. He's still coming down. Now the heavy tank
nails me in the side. And if you don't believe me, I mean, I could show you a bruise, but everyone's going to call me a fag for pulling my pants down. But trust me, it's there.
All right.
But if you need to see it, I'll carefully show you the bruise. Really bad. So hold on to your seats, kids. Your pal Ope.
What is?
At this point, I give him the I don't give him the benefit of the doubt, but I'm just waiting for like a look of wow, you know, I'm sorry, I'm out of my mind, I don't know what I'm doing.
But he's French.
Accept my apology. Yeah, but it doesn't matter what language you speak. You can look at a guy and you could give him something with your facial reaction.
So you're still willing to play this off as he's a beginner.
But I'm heated.
And now you're pissed.
I'm heated.
On the bottom of the ocean.
He looks at me. We're 60 feet under. Okay.
Right.
He looks at me, and he doesn't give me anything. Nothing. You know when someone cuts you off and does a stupid move on the road, but you can almost see through it if they kind of get
look and go, okay.
Kind of get look like, I know right. I screwed up. I'm really sorry. Right. Please forgive me. You're still a little pissed, but at least they acknowledged it.
Yes.
The guy didn't acknowledge it, and that really pissed me off.
Yeah.
So I punched him in the head.
You punch the French guy in the head.
Now, you're on the bottom of the ocean, 60 feet under. I start a fight with a French guy.
What is wrong with you?
Every year I have to punch someone in the head because I was just thinking. It was, like, it's been a year since I popped Paul in the head in the studio, Paul Vaughn.
Wouldn't that have been funny if it was actually Paul Vaughn diving down and Opie punched him in the head?
Now, where did you hit him?
Right on the side of the head.
All right,
in the side of the head. You made sure you didn't hit his regulator or his mask.
I was just going for the head shot.
Or you didn't even care. You just
I didn't care. No, because the rest of the body is pretty much protected with the vest and the tank, and you got a wetsuit on, you know. So I pop him on the side of the head. Now, you're sitting there like, oh, my God, you know, wow, you're so brave and stuff. Yeah, obviously it was a slow-motion fight because we're 60 feet under the water.
Can't really get a good punch flying underwater. Even James Bond had difficulty in the movie.
I couldn't get my weight behind the punch.
Right.
It was just kind of, but it made me feel good.
And were you standing up at this point?
Sort of, yeah.
Your feet are kind of touching the sand at the bottom of the ocean.
I was probably just above the sand.
All right.
They wanted to stay off the bottom, man.
Right,
and
right.
And away from the coral and stuff. Right. So, yeah, it was like a $6 million man fight. In slow motion, I punch him in the side of the head, the French guy. He proceeds to push me.
Now you're getting into, you're throwing down.
Yeah.
You're throwing down
60 feet underwater with a Frenchie. Which, quite frankly, is, you know, kind of scary. Like I said, I'm only 10 dives into my little diving gear, so it's still a little.
He's fighting.
I'm fighting. And
you can't fight underwater like that.
So he pushes me, but, you know, obviously the effort just isn't really there because you're not on solid ground and you're 60 feet under the water.
Right.
So that's when I attempted to tackle him. Because your instincts take over. Now, if you're on land,
Aquaman.
If you're on land, every fight starts with a couple punches, maybe a couple pushes, and then you get down into hopefully wrestling and throwing someone down to the ground, right? So
how will Aquaman handle this?
So my instincts take over. I'm like, all right, well, I got to fight now. So
no matter where you are,
I attempt to tackle him 60 feet under the water.
So now what? You bring me through it. How did you go to tackle?
I just kind of went forward.
You went forward, of course.
And, you know, I tried to grab him and knock him down, realizing that it just wasn't going to work. At this point, the guide had to break us up.
He's breaking up a fight 60 feet underwater.
Yes.
Aquaman then whistled for a seahorse and rode off.
Now, I don't think the guide saw everything that was going on. Oh, the rest of the people in our group definitely.
They were watching?
Oh, yeah.
Placing some bets?
Oh, yeah.
I'd have been like, this is the coolest thing I'll ever see underwater. I don't care if a goddamn mermaid swims by right now. This is a brawl.
Wait, this guy's got a similar story. I thought this was quite unique.
Oh, Jesus.
Tony, what's going on?
What's up, boys?
Hey.
Oh, kicking ass underwater. That's something similarly happened to me in Cancun.
Yeah.
The guy, instead of, like, hitting me with the flapper, threw me, like, an elbow shiv right to the head.
Yeah.
So instead of, like, retaliating that way with fists, I just ripped the dude's oxygen right off. The dude almost drowned.
Now that, I think, could be attempted murder.
Drink him, dude. I ain't taking a shot to the nose. My nose, I'm bleeding underwater. I'm, like, foggy. For 2 days, I was like, duh.
You know, and I think this type of thing happens more often than you think, because the dive guy, the guy that goes with you, he wants his group close together because he's got to, you know, watch you.
Got to watch everybody.
And, you know, some of these guys, when they're doing their first or second, I'm going to say it again, I'm only 10 dives in, but I feel a little more comfortable under the water. I mean, their arms and stuff are flailing. They're freaking out because it's the first time they're underwater.
Will from Staten Island checking in. You're breaking the rules. He said the first rule of Underwater Fight Club is you don't talk about Underwater Fight Club.
Underwater Fight Club. Tyler Durden. It was great, though.
Oh, cut your ass. Put you on the face. Oh, damn. She's got a good swing.
What is your problem?
Underwater Fight Club.
So then the guy, you know, he broke us up and went on our dive. I'm convinced he didn't see the whole thing because I think he would have brought us all back to the top. And then the rest of the dive, any time he got close to me, I just kind of pushed him off.
Well, I would stay away from you at that point, thinking you were a complete lunatic.
All right.
Who fights underwater? Now, every contact the guy made with you, Opie, was accidental. Careless, stupid, but it wasn't intentional. Every contact you made with him was intentionally to hurt this gentleman.
Hey, I snapped. No.
Water.
No, because there was a bunch of other things I could have done. Turn off his air hose, that would have freaked him out a little bit.
Did you take into consideration where you were when you decided then you were going to tackle this guy?
Man, I
can't believe he is tackling me. this lunatic.
Let me make it perfectly clear. It looked completely ridiculous. You're right.
Yeah.
Nothing got done. There was no one really getting hurt.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that I snapped 60 feet under the water and punched a guy. It's probably like hitting him with, like, marshmallows or something. But,
yeah, you can't really get a punch going.
So then the rest of the time, I would just give this guy the dirtiest looks around the resort. And he just acted like, you know, his ass didn't stink.
Well, he's probably right now on some French radio show going, you know, I kicked his ass. I punched him so hard, he got a bruise. Jay Moore Buddy on the instant feedback, also wondering if you pulled any of the underwater Matrix moves, because you're kind of suspended there. You could have done the cool Matrix moves underwater and scared the pee out of him.
My God, oh no, it is Matrix.
See, no damage was done. It was just the fact that I snapped underwater. It frightened me.
Neo, right.
You know, you could get up, put your arms up, and then spin around in place, looking bad. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
To ask you, because, you know, I've been on dives before. What did you do when you got back up to the surface?
Yeah, I wish I had a good end to the story. Nothing, really. It was a big boat with a lot of other divers, and we just kind of avoided each other.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, I mean, I got enough pleasure just trying to punch some guy in the face underwater, man.
Congratulations.
All right, Dave.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Good job.
And you couldn't talk to the guy, because, like, I started the story off, the guy was French. Didn't speak a word of English.
No. Scuba fight, great.
All right.
How to fight scuba style from Rich and Forest Hills. Flood his mask. While he's blind, release his weight belt. Swim away and enjoy your dive.
Because
the guy will go right to the surf.
Nice. That's a really good idea.
You actually started it. The guy accidentally hits you. I understand he hurt your hip and stuff.
Why?
But it was his own inexperience and, you know, in consideration to not say anything. You threw the first punch in anger.
He never punched me.
He never punched me. He's underwater. His first dive, he's probably petrified.
Like a wussy pushed. Like a girl.
All of a sudden, I saw this brown substance oozing from his suit. So I hit him because he was close to me.
Should have picked up some fire coral and cut him.
Yeah, there you go. Like Sea Hunt.
Right.
Like an old episode of Sea Hunt. Get the knife out of your leg and cut his air hose. That's what he always did. Opie had lifeless eyes, like a doll's eyes.
Were you hearing the music, Opie?
Wow, I am getting pounded.
Uh-oh, it's Opsky. And he ain't taking a napsky.
Oh.
Easy.
Oh, Frenchky. Here comes Frenchky. Hey, you stink. And your goyle is hairy.
Oh.
So give it a left and a right. I'll kick Brutus's ass.
Popeye used to do some of that underwater fighting.
Underwater, but he ate the spinach and like his arms would go really fast. And he can make his feet go and his pipe like a propeller and go like a torpedo into the guy. So why don't you do that?
I forgot about that.
Need me spinach.
Listen to me. The human world is a mess.
Yeah.
Under the sea is better than anything they got up there. It's always greener in somebody else's lake. What more is it looking for? Under the sea.
Get on your hands and knees like a dog. And get crawl around like a dog.
They work all day. After the sun they sail away. Why is it important? But I'm floating under the sea.
Under the sea.